conference at West Lenoir, and I was sitting about three quarters of the way back on the left side. And somebody's singing or preaching. I don't remember just exactly what it was. But Brother Richard Horn had brought some of his folks to the Bible conference. And there's two of the older ladies. I mean, they stood up and they went to shout. And they didn't stop. They just kept a shouting. And the Holy Ghost shamed me. He said, while them women said they ain't even got the strength to do what they're doing, and you're sitting there like a knot on a log. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And that's the way it is a lot of times. Thank God I got something to rejoice about. Thank God for His goodness and His grace. Sing me one more verse and chorus of that. It'd be all right. Help us sing it.
Georgie was on her deathbed. She talked about seeing the river. And I know people get emotional over things like that, but I like to be around people when they're going to make that crossing. I want to hear what they have to say, because I believe they're seeing things that we don't know nothing about. We've stood up here and we've sung about it for years, but we don't even know. I had a grandmother who laid 5 years, and in those five years, the only time that we did know that she spoke to us was the day that Dad asked her if she remembered when God saved her soul, and she looked over her glasses and said, "Why, yes." And as far as we know, those are the last words we ever heard from her. And 3 years later, she made her crossing, and that night she was getting ready to cross, they come in to change her, and Dean had always told us that when you go to moving people that are about to die, you know, that just might push them over the edge. And I believe it was about 12 minutes we had left with her after they come in. And I had prayed that week. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, just let her speak to us one more time. Let her tell us what she's seeing as she leaves this walk of life. And you know, God didn't answer my prayer the way I wanted him to. But before she drew that last breath, the sweetest smile come across her face. She didn't know one of us around that bed, but when she met her Savior, she knew who he was. And I'm thankful that the trials that we go through, that he's mine, I'm his. There's nothing that I did to get him, and there's nothing I can do to lose him. And I'm thankful that he's going to carry us through all the way. I'm just thankful that he's a merciful God, a God full of grace and glory. I thank him and I praise him. Let's hit that verse again.
It's so sweet to know I have Jesus with me. He will keep me from sin and from strife. He delivered me from condemnation. Now I have the eternal life.
Oh, and now I know that he is mine.
And I am his forever.
He's been
leading me all of my way.
He will be holding to my hand
across that river.
He's gonna take
testing
you appreciate that kind of singing. Amen. I appreciate that kind. I'm glad you can rejoice in truth. Thank God for that. I want you to stand.